The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
And true or false, for a pair of Arizona State Park passes, these are the new ones that are good to the end of next year. We talked about Bucky O'Neill last week, and the statue is out in front of the Prescott Courthouse. He's the man responsible for recruiting over half of the Rough Riders from the state of Arizona. He died at the San Juan Hill battle, and at the age of 38, was Bucky his real name, or was that a nickname? Some say it was a nickname. If you think it's a nickname, true to 411-923. If Bucky's his real name, false to 411-923. And we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment. Good for any of Arizona's 35 state parks. And I was looking at the park list today. I think if I picked one today, I think I would go to the Jerome State Park. With the weather the way it is, nice temperature, you're not getting all the way up into the snow yet. Nice. Talk about the sky.
Dark skies.
You got a beautiful horizon to horizon sky.
From there, you could run down to the Red Rock State Park, which has been designated as an official dark sky state park.
Right down the road, absolutely. Yeah. That would be on my list. And they posted a great picture of the Superstition Mountains this week on their Twitter feed. With the clouds and the rainstorms, it has just been a great month for pictures in Arizona.
Yes, it has.
So tell me about this trip, Dad, on the Starliner, Boeing Starliner you get to go on. What's that?
Well, that's a different dummy Rosie. It wasn't me.
No, this is a different Rosie?
That's a different dummy Rosie. But I guess NASA launched a capsule yesterday, put a dummy nicknamed Rosie for Rosie the Riveter. But I guess Rosie had a bad flight, huh, Dr. Sky?
Well, you know, this is interesting, and when you text me about that we'd be talking about that, I said, wow, how apropos here. But no, you're no dummy, but they sent the dummy, you're right. But what's this all about, folks? What happened, Rosie, is that Boeing received about $4.2 billion from NASA to do something that Elon Musk is trying to do with the SpaceX Dragon 2. And Elon, and no offense to NASA, Elon's been having some really great success, at least in the rocket area. But the object that we're talking about, the spacecraft, is the Boeing Starliner CST-100. They made an attempt to launch, and inside this amazing capsule, by the way, the capsule itself will be able to seat up to 7 astronauts. It's kind of, if you think back, folks, and think back, Rosie, about the Apollo capsule.
Oh, gosh.
This very tiny, cramped little thing, which, if you've ever seen it in the museums, I mean, God bless those guys that went to the moon. Only 12, of course, went to the surface of the moon, but many flew. But the point is, on this one, it's about 390 cubic feet of space. And what they wanted to do this time, launching it on top of this Atlas V, the launch seemed to go well, but what they have inside, it's Rosie the Rocketeer, and it says anthropomorphic, that's a big word this morning, I mean, it's like dummy, and it's dressed in a beautiful Boeing blue spacesuit with, theoretically, some Reebok shoes and some very special gloves that you're supposed to be able to use, the astronauts, to touch screens, and this is really high-tech, but what happened is, unfortunately, and this is the word's not totally out yet as to really what happened, some kind of a simple software glitch happened on this, so it never really got to the proper orbit. So you have a lot of frustrated people, but on the humorous side, the Rosie the Rocketeer, decked in the Rosie the Riveter classic bandana, is still providing, the spacecraft is up there, going around the Earth, but it cannot, because the orbital problems, actually do the docking. See, it's meant to go and replace, since we don't have shuttles anymore, a cheaper way for us to go to the space station other than using the Russian Soyuz. So Rosie the Rocketeer is lined up and, you know, all kinds of instruments, like when you go get those heart tests and everything, all the EKG monitors, just to see how a object like a human body will be able to perform in space with G-forces. But here's the interesting news. That spacecraft, Rosie, this whole Boeing Starliner, it will probably be intentionally deorbited to come down and soft land. Listen to this. This series will soft land no more on the, not land in oceans like we had at the Apollo, but it will soft land on the Earth. And the designated landing site for this is actually White Sands, New Mexico. So
you don't,
out there may get to see that on Sunday with a parachute.
You don't need an aircraft carrier to pick it up. You just need a Ford F-350.
That's right, my friend. Hey, now you're talking. I love
from
that.
Sanderson Ford.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Well,
so that's what happened. But by the way, the first person to actually go into the spacecraft is a female astronaut named Nicole Mann. So in the tradition of Rosie the Riveter, a great female icon, who, of course, helped the war effort, as many people know, Nicole Mann will be the first of the female astronauts to fly aboard this. But on the other side, Rosie, SpaceX's Dragon 2 has not been without problems. Back in April, on the 20th, they tested the vehicle, and it actually exploded.
Oops.
So Elon's got to do more than just fix the windows on the, the new pickup truck.
When you're dealing with that many pounds of propellant, that many millions of pounds of thrust, it doesn't take much. And after $4.5 billion, you can still have a software glitch. Ouch, man, that hurts just to think about it.
You bet.
When we get back, I want to talk more about this black hole. Now, I don't want y'all to worry about it because it's not a neighborhood threat. It's 5 × 10^18 miles away. And we'll talk more with Dr. Sky right after this.